From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm legendary anchorman Bill Curtis. And here is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. Later on, we're going to be joined by our special guest, Dame Edna Everidge, international superstar. Now, if you don't know her, Dame Edna is the creation of the great Australian comedian Barry Humphries. Now, we've never interviewed anybody quite like her, so all of us are going to be performing as characters ourselves to make Dame Edna more comfortable. For example, Bill Curtis right here will be appearing as the adorable Lady Annabelle Fotheringay, a 22-year-old British aristocrat.
Oh, goodness. These crumpets are smashing. What?
You can pretend to be whoever you want to be when you call us at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It is time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Harmony Tyner. I'm calling from Rochester, Minnesota.
Harmony from Rochester?
Yes, sir.
That is a lovely name.
Thank you.
It's very sweet. Have you felt that you've had to live up to that name like Harmony?
There's a little bit of pressure, but I have a sister named Lyric, so I usually get pressured.
You do not.
True.
Is your brother named Baseline?
I could only wish for that.
Anyway, Harmony, welcome to the show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, it's a style columnist for the Washington Post. It's Ms. Roxanne Roberts.
Hi, Roxanne.
Hello.
Next up, it's the host of Livewire and the podcast Too Beautiful to Live. It's Luke Burbank.
Hiya, Harmony.
Hi, Luke.
And finally, it's the host of NPR's Ask Me Another. It's Ophir Eisenberg, right there.
Hello.
Well, welcome to the show, Harmony. You're going to play Who's Bill this time. Bill Curtis right here is going to create for you three quotations from the week's news using only his voice. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize. Scorekeeper Emeritus Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. You ready to play?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, here is somebody, for your first quote, responding exactly a year ago to the suggestion that he might run for president a third time.
Oh, no. No. No, no, no. No, no, no.
Well, as of this week, he's all yes, 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 who seemingly thinks the third time will be the charm.
Oh, my. That must be Mitt Romney.
It is Mitt Romney. Well done. Yes. Mr. Romney surprised a group of friends and supporters by saying he has decided to run again. Their reactions ran the whole gamut from God, no, to ha, ha, that's hilarious. Oh, God, you're serious. Here's the thing. At this point, he has tried so hard to be president for so long to such little effect. He deserves something. I think the best thing that we as Americans can do for Mitt Romney is let him be president for a day. No, it would be kind of a Make-A-Wish Foundation thing. You invite him to the White House, the Oval Office. He gets to make one speech to an appreciative audience. He gets to go for a ride, an Air Force One, sign a real bill, order one clandestine assassination. It's all he wants, right?
Or maybe a nice participation badge for trying. I'm so happy I don't vote in your elections, by the way. People don't know that Canadians don't vote in American elections, but we don't.
Americans don't vote in most American elections. You ought to be technical about it. Does he have the same life coach as Liam Neeson?
Why?
They keep having, like, Liam Neeson's family keeps getting kidnapped. Like, at some point, that's on Neeson, you have to think, right? And, like, Mitt Romney keeps running for president. I have a very specific set of skills.
I know.
I will run for president, and I will not be victorious.
Now, here's the thing. The question is, seriously, what is he thinking? Seriously, you ran for president, you lost. We know how this will play out. But apparently, his supporters, his circle, Romney World, they say, and this is all true, they say that Romney has loosened up. He's no longer the stiff robot that he seemed to be. And this is the example and the proof they give that at a recent public event, he went up behind former Senator Scott Brown and did bunny ears with his fingers behind his head. That's it. That's your proof right there that Mitt Romney is now a loose, wild, and crazy guy.
Yeah, he's got that weird uncle sense of humor.
I know.
That's great.
Well, he was all crunked out on crunk juice that night, which is what he calls decaf.
Yeah. Well, we think he wasn't actually doing bunny ears. He was just signaling the butler for two glasses of milk. Harmony, here is your next quote.
I think he wanted to watch football. That was it. He was going to watch football.
That was a former Secret Service agent speculating this week on why President Obama did not travel where for a big rally last weekend.
Oh, my. Paris.
Yes,
didn't
indeed.
Go to Paris.
He didn't go to Paris. 40 other world leaders went to Paris to show solidarity after the attacks there. But where was Obama? Many people thought it was a terrible mistake to snub the French, especially, of course, Republicans, who so admire the French. Especially for inventing freedom fries. You guys, it was embarrassing, right? It was legitimately embarrassing. There was Angela Merkel from Germany and David Cameron and Benjamin Netanyahu and nobody from America. We had the U.S. ambassador to France who was there already. Big deal. Attorney General Eric Holder, this is true, was already in France and didn't go to the rally. Why not? It's like, yeah, I could go to the International March of Solidarity of Civilizing Nations, but I bet the lines at the Louvre are going to be way short today.
But they didn't have to send Taylor Swift. You know, we have a lot. She sings Shake It Off. Everyone cheers. Everyone's happy. Beyonce, Maroon 5. There's like, we could have sent.
We should have sent Maroon 5?
That's actually a violation of, I think, two of the Geneva Conventions.
I love that.
Roxanne, you're the expert. What's your explanation?
For why they didn't go, presumably.
Yeah.
What I had heard is that there was never a formal invitation.
The others, you only had 40 who didn't need one.
Yeah.
But you know what? That can't be true because they looked at the Evite and you could see that the U.S. looked at the invitation but had not responded.
Yeah. All right, Harmony. We have one last quote for you. Here it is.
It's like bidding to host an epidemic.
That was NPR's own commentator, Frank DeFord, agreeing with the many people who say it is not a good thing for Boston to have been nominated to host what?
Oh, wait, don't tell me. It's the Olympics.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I am upset that you actually said that and that it got the biggest laugh of the day so far. The U.S. Olympic Committee picked Boston to be the American candidate city to host the 2024 Olympics. It was between them, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Mitt Romney. But they told him, but no, this is something you can't be a candidate for, Mitt. Boston, of course, as a part-time resident of Boston, it's a perfect choice. It's got that small-town feel, but because the roads were laid out by cows 400 years ago, it takes just as long to get anywhere as it does in a real city.
Have they finished the big dig yet?
Because that could be a sport.
They have.
Guys, it's competitive shoveling.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we put Boston forward because we don't really want to win. We're like reaching for our wallet as slow as possible as the check arrives. Yeah. Boston?
I'm just looking forward to the new Olympic spot of Atchery. Bill, how did Harmony do on our quiz?
Harmony was perfect.
Thank you, Harmony, for playing. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.